Good morning. Hope you all enjoyed your the social hour and went out to enjoy some culinary experiences in Chicago last night. I'm Barbara Manschult from Palmer. I have no relationships to disclose. As I probably am speaking to the choir here, we talked about things at our 20-year anniversary last night. Things aren't the same for our graduates coming out of college now as they were when I came out of college. There's a lot of different opportunities available for our students. A lot of us in this room are in multidisciplinary practices in the DOD, Naval, VA systems. I've had students within the last 5 years going into hospitals to work with physical therapy departments and develop their own, any kind of care setting outside of a sole proprietorship that used to be the norm. According to a recent study by NCBE, I believe it was 2009, the typical chiropractor refers just under 14 patients out per month and receives about 8 patients referral per month. While I'd like to see that discrepancy a little bit closer to even, that's not the point of my PowerPoint presentation. The ACA also did a new survey, the 1,000 or 2,000 cohort, that said about 6% of practicing DCs have hospital privileges, 80% refer to allopathic providers, and only 8% form no relationship with other providers. Locally for us, though, we have this facility called Community Healthcare, Inc. It is the third largest healthcare provider in the Quad City region around Palmer. The other two large providers are the two competing hospitals, Genesis and Trinity. It's interesting that they're third largest provider because many people in the Quad Cities haven't heard of it, but it is a very robust healthcare facility. It's actually a national program, though, that was developed in 1965 under President Johnson. 10 years later is when it got started in the Quad Cities, started with one. It's grown. It has a number of different functions. In the largest facility where I primarily practice, there's dental services available. There's a pharmacy. We employ, they contract out office space for WIC programs, a Robert Young Mental Health Facility. I kind of consider it like a Walmart of healthcare. Everything's right there for that people need. And again, it's accredited by the Joint Commission. It's a patient-centered medical home, federally qualified health center. It is ingrained in the community. As you probably have heard of it before, I hope, our very own Dr. Stites, who's not here to critique my facts at the moment, has been practicing in this facility since 2011. He was the practitioner employed for that. There was a joint research project between Palmer College, or Palmer Center for Research, and another provider at that facility. The primary provider that Dr. Stites worked with had noted the decreased amount of pain medication with their co-managed patients. Logically, like we like to see, right, and decided to continue the project. Enter me. So last year, I moved from technique department to clinic and started to expand the hours at that facility and then develop a program for our interns to come through that. Dr. Stites put together an efficient but meaningful application for the students to complete with some minimum requirements for a certain amount of patient encounters, minimum GPA, little short essays about their interest in multidisciplinary. And then we promoted around campus. We're getting real excited about this, and we kept it up on the monitors. I made presentations to the clinical classes, promised them that I wouldn't interfere with their clinic credits, that they needed to graduate. And the only thing that they would have to do was fill out a diary for us to help us build the program. And then we waited for the flood of applications from our students. And if you're a cat lover, you could also wait. And then we waited. Our students are pretty busy. They didn't flood right in, we'll say. The first term that we had this available, I pretty much had moved from the classroom, and so I started recruiting them pretty much out of the hallways and in clinic. Hey, come down and see me at CHC. This is pretty cool stuff we got going here. I had we were offering 1 hour observations as well as a 2 week rotation. We had, as you can see, a minimum amount of observations the first term, minimum amount of rotations for 2 weeks, which progressed a little bit. In the spring of that year, we decided to mandate all students in a particular term to do one hour observations in the facility with me. So we had 13 students altogether so far that have completed these 2 week rotations, and even out of 13, we only had 11 complete the requested diaries. And I gave them a pretty loose format for that. So a lot of it was qualitative feedback. So it's a little challenging to try to present, but I was able to kind of narrow it down to these five different areas of feedback. Of course, most of it was positive, but a lot of it, very duplicating between the different students. And it varied upon their experiences. Some of the students were in 10th trimester, getting ready to graduate and had finished up everything. Some of them were headed into the DOD VA intern program and were actually earlier in their clinical experiences. Some were trying to hurry up and get their credits to go to preceptor, and I'm sure that that always affects their feedback. So, of course, the ones that I like to focus on are the ones that loved it. And I know that the guys that were going into the DOD VA program were just thrilled. They were anxious about treating patients other than the guys that they were roommates with and worked out with every day, and people that actually had some real conditions. So they were excited about that. A lot of them had some insightful comments. They realized that they weren't going to get carte blanche based upon the fact that they had education and a degree and get automatic respect from other providers. They realized that they had to have a meaningful conversation with a medical provider in order to establish that trust. All of them loved working with the medical staff. We have a really cool pharmacist who's a chiropractic advocate and just a really fun guy. So everybody loved going to the pharmacy. They just loved sitting in there and watching the machines fill up the bottles and whatever they do. Unfortunately, I haven't experienced that that shift. They noted that really we're all just a community of healthcare providers trying to help the patients. They gained a greater understanding into what other providers face with the patients that have a lot of pain that they're not aware of when they first go through their classes. Again, they saw patients different sizes and shapes. Adjusting a patient that is 300 pounds and has fibromyalgia is way different than adjusting your roommate. Some of them aren't even around smokers very much, so depending upon where they grew up, they were surprised that they actually had to counsel people on smoking. Even though they have mountains of student loan debt, most likely, they didn't understand the real world of poverty. A lot of times we would have these students shadow the medical director of the facility, who of course is a little bit harsher and more direct than a lot of the other providers, and he would quiz them on their screening and management of some of the bigger issues of diabetes, respiratory issues, and stroke. And of course they had reflection upon chiropractic quandaries that we all have regarding full and full spine versus regional adjusting. Learned about new conditions and how they thought they knew about lab and what they really knew about lab results. And as I mentioned, truthfully, there was only one that was really upset with the programming. She was ready to preceptor right away, and she didn't get as many credits as she wanted. So there were some programmatic concerns. Some of them are still trying to figure out where they land in the healthcare world, whether they're following a medical model versus whatever other model they had in their mind. And then, of course, we asked specifically for constructive comments, and a lot of them that enjoyed their experience, of course, wanted to be there longer, particularly if they're looking at an interdisciplinary practice when they graduate. Of course, case management is more effective over a longer term. And, of course, the earlier the students were coming in to observe with me, the more that they wish they would have been better prepared in order to examine and evaluate patients. So what's happened towards the end is I've gotten better, and I've gotten to have greater relationships with the nurse practitioners and doctors that I work with is that the interns not only shadow with me, but I farm them out to see patients with the other providers. On a couple occasions, we had some cool interactions. Just in the past month or so, the nurse practitioner came up to me. She's like, "Oh, I don't know. I have this patient. She needs a concussion evaluation to go back to work. She had this diagnosis at the ER, and we know how accurate those may or may not be, but she didn't know how to confidently evaluate her patient a week later to return to regular activity." And so we just sat through a PTM. I pull up this GAT3, I give it to the intern. The intern's up on their neurological examination. The doctor or nurse practitioner allowed the intern to do the neurological examination, and the nurse practitioner is more confident with her return to work status, and everybody's happy. We're happy, they're happy, the students are excited. It was thrilled. I've also had students go to a facility I've not even been at to shadow a pediatrician who's very awesome, a great teacher. She had a young man who plays football and struggling in school because he had chronic headaches. She said, "I think this is a tension headache turner." The student said, "What do you think?" And so she had the student evaluate his cervical and upper thoracic musculature, and she says, "Well, yes, you know, that has a lot of muscle asymmetry." Long story short, they ended up referring me the patient later that morning, I believe, and we had him resolved back to works or back to school, studying and sleeping normal within a week. So that was awesome. So of course we wish we would have had more students. We wish they were breaking down our doors, but we do feel that it's filtering throughout the campus. We're probably going to do some adaptations into how we send out the information and who we get involved there. And of course we want to get more solid concrete data with some pre and post surveys regarding, well, both the short and the longer term rotations. We've even considered perhaps an in-house preceptorship. But of course, Dr. Stites, would like to thank him in particular for allowing me to be involved with this really cool program that we're putting together. Dr. Besh as well, and of course all the people that I work with at CHC Inc., because they're the people that make this happen. We push them to let us in more and do more stuff, including my medical assistants at Rome, so they're pretty awesome. Thank you.